The Summer of Stunts, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. More and more people pay their bills online and send emails, so postal agencies worry about becoming irrelevant. Most of the stamps from the U.S. Postal Service this summer are of the "Hey, look at me" variety. There are sports ball stamps with a rubbery surface, just like the balls. There's the solar eclipse stamp, whose design changes when you touch it. And there's the set of 10 Disney villain stamps. The Postal Service says these celebrate the Disney Studios ink and paint department. But the names of the artists aren't anywhere on the stamps or even in the press release. And in fact, some of the villains are from movies that were digitally produced. They weren't created with ink and paint. So let's be honest, the villain stamps are a bid for attention, and maybe money. The Postal Service is launching these stamps at what it tells us is, quote, Disney's ultimate fan event. They're not intended for stamp collectors or mailers. The U.S. isn't the only country issuing stunt stamps, and I know they're both popular and profitable. I just wish it wasn't that blatant, with so many in a short period. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.